speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Tuesday, April the 2nd, year of our Lord 2019. Today we're going to take a look at an interesting quote from President Trump on Twitter yesterday, actually a couple of them in the last 24 hours. President Trump came out and ripped the census, saying that it is meaningless without a citizenship question. Well, I agree that we have to have the citizenship question there, but actually it is very meaningful without the citizenship question there. It's just very dangerous and misrepresenting and unconstitutional and should be illegal. But we've had other judges who have said just the exact opposite of that. We're going to talk about the danger hidden in the census. Folks, this is, even though we've got Democrats out there openly talking about rigging the election, allowing people in U.S. territories to say, well, you know, we've got American citizens. Probably they estimate 4 million American citizens living in U.S. territories. And they say, well, their votes are not being counted in the Electoral College. We need to get rid of the Electoral College. We need to get rid of gerrymandering because, you know, those things aren't working for the Democrats right now. So we've got to change the rules to make sure that they win the elections. And yet the reality is that while they complain about American citizens in U.S. territory not getting represented, what they propose is to give representation to foreign citizens who are living in sanctuary states like California and New York. This second judge who jumped into this question even made that case. He said, if we have the citizenship question on there, it's going to cost California money and representation. In other words, it's going to cost them money that is now going to foreign citizens, citizens of other countries that are getting money from the American government by going to California. It's going to cost California representation, political power in Congress, in the Electoral College, if we take that question off. Folks, this is the essential question before us right now. And all of this talk about the Electoral College, I understand that gets people upset. That's not likely to happen unless the Democrats rig the other rules to make sure that they are totally in charge. Then they will change the Constitution in many different ways. And you better watch out, because if they get enough people in charge here, they'll change it in a number of ways. They're already working on getting rid of free speech, and we got Mark Zuckerberg calling for global governance of speech. He is out there supinely compliant with government regulation, even holding out the idea that if you don't break up his giant corporation, then it'll be easier to control. In other words, we'll do exactly what you want. There's no more question of what he is. We're just haggling over the price. And the price, folks, is your freedom, your liberty, and honest elections. As we've talked about, this is a tactic to rig elections, and that's what he's really holding this out to these governments for. And that's what Marco Rubio wanted when they had the so-called hearings into social media censorship. All Marco Rubio wanted to know was, will you follow what we say, or are you going to follow what China says? Well, you know, he'll do what China says and China, or he'll do what the U.S. government says here. But now he's talking about, well, I'll do what the global government wants. We need global governance. We need a consistent set of rules. And we'll enforce those on the citizens for you. I've said from the very beginning, it is the governments that are behind this. This idea that these are independent corporations that just happen to succeed in this marketplace is a fiction that is as laughable as the Green New Deal. So stay with us. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what's going on with Brexit. You know, Brexit was a betrayal from the very beginning when they entered the European Union in the first place. A betrayal by both the conservative prime minister and then a betrayal by the Labour prime minister as well. Things simply don't change, do they, folks? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've got some really good news, though. X2's back. The original X2, Deep Earth Crystal, pure atomic iodine, what you want, InfoWarsStore.com. It'll be here in a week. manufactured in the U.S., InfoWarsStore.com. With the best iodine in the world, X2, it's available. I thought X3 is great. We still got another deep-res crystal source, but I thought add the other two types of iodine. The scientists said do that. It sold a lot, but people want original X2. Well, I was resigned to the fact we didn't have X2, but it came through about a month ago. We now have X2 again at InfoWarsStore.com, so hallelujah. It's been sold out for about almost 3 months, but we have now had the same company, the original X2, develop it again, and we were able to do the exact same formula. If you want to pre-order X2, the ultimate iodine out there, learn about the iodine conspiracy, learn about IQs dropping when you don't have it, learn about how the other iodines are bound. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Tuesday, April 2nd, year of our Lord 2019. We had President Trump yesterday tweeting out saying, can you believe that the radical left Democrats want to do our new and very important census report without the all-important citizenship question? Report would be meaningless and a waste of the billions of dollars that it costs to put it together. And as I said at the top of the hour, no, it would not be meaningless. It would be very meaningful, but it would be very dangerous. Dangerous. Because a citizenship question taken off of the census allows the sanctuary states to get greater congressional representation. It allows them to rig the electoral college without making it go away. Because the purpose of the census, the only legitimate purpose of the census, the government has no business prying into any aspects of my household. They may be curious. They would like to set policy to do things that they have no constitutional authority to do. But they have absolutely no legitimate purpose under the Constitution except to count the people for representation. We have the House of Representatives. How do you determine how many people are in the House of Representatives? Well, you count the citizens that you're going to represent. See, foreign citizens who are here, especially those who are criminally trespassing, don't get representation in the Congress, should not get representation in the Congress. And yet, that's precisely what we are seeing here. And we've got federal judges who are dictating to President Trump, telling him, sorry, you can't ask that question. And as Fox News reports it and spins it, they say the question has been caught up in litigation in the federal courts, where lower courts have ruled the administration's haste to include the question violated federal law and the Constitution. End of story for Fox News. Well, that's it. A judge said that, except the judges are saying different things. The judges, these lower court judges, one in January, one in March, can't even agree with themselves on the reasons to shut this down. And their statements show that it is a naked, brazen attempt to empower sanctuary states politically and economically at the expense of the rest of America by counting foreign citizens. Go to your country and vote. Go to your country and get social services, or legally immigrate to the United States. Those should be the options. We always had a citizenship question until we had the 2000 and the 2010 census. Who was it that was putting together the 2000 census? Well, that was Clinton. And who was president when we had the 2010? Well, that was Obama. And, of course, we can't change this because what they did is engraved in stone, especially because the judges that they appointed are the ones who are telling us we can't do this now. As one Democrat, Tom Perez, who is head of the venerable DNC, the DNC that created this entire Russiagate hoax. Yeah, that DNC. Said, this is a craven attack on our democracy and a transparent attempt to intimidate immigrant communities. It will disempower Latinos and other people of color. No. There's nothing at all about people of color. Asking if somebody is a citizen has absolutely nothing to do with color, you lying demagogue. And that's what the Democrat Party has become, a bunch of lying demagogues trying to divide us by every possible means. But when we talk about intimidating Latinos, no, it should intimidate foreign citizens, especially those who are criminally trespassing and want to fill out a U.S. census form. Would you expect that you would go to France as a tourist or even illegally immigrate there and that you would fill in a questionnaire counting yourself in France? Of course not. Of course not. But the Democrats say this will disempower Latinos. No, it will not. Actually, it will empower Latinos who are legitimate American citizens. It will disempower, if we put that citizenship question in there, it will disempower foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing here in the United States, who are being used by the Democrat Party, by the sanctuary states, to enhance their power and their economic clout coming out of Washington. As Fox goes on to say, census counts are taken by mail and workers going door to door. Well, no, you're wrong again, Fox. Take a look at what they're talking about doing. They're talking about using, I already reported on this days ago. Come on. They are using or planning to use the computer companies, the same computer companies that they're using as censors. They plan on using to take the census. They want to do it online as well. So how convenient. You don't even necessarily need to come to the country in order to be counted. Or you don't even necessarily have to exist to be counted in this census. Yeah, there's a lot of problems with this. This is very dangerous, and we're seeing a lot of disinformation from the Republicans as well. I'll talk about what the judges are doing here in a moment. But just take a look at this headline from yesterday. Now, yesterday was April the 1st. This is not an April Fool's headline. No, it is a Democrat Fool's headline. This is what the Democrats want to fool you into. Democrats say they've got something called For the People Act. And, of course, what this will do is, amongst many things, it'll end the Electoral College. It will give Puerto Rico the vote. It's being co-sponsored by Senator Jeff Merkley, Democrat of Oregon, and Senator Tom Udall, Democrat of New Mexico. Of course, as the New American points out, the unstated goal of this is to make the Democrat Party more likely to win elections. Like I said, you know, they got to do something about it. They're losing elections, so they've got to change the rules so they can win again. And so here's what they propose. They want to establish a commission to, quote, provide voting representation to American citizens in D.C., Puerto Rico, and the territories of Guam, U.S. Virgin Islands, American Samoa, and the Northern Mariana Islands. The justification for this, as I said, is that they've got, they estimate, 4 million Americans who are living in those territories who are not represented in Congress. Okay, well, all right. I understand that issue. However, we have far more foreign citizens who are living in the United States that these people want to give representation to and economic subsidies to. You understand? How can we say, well, we got to change all this system because we've got some American citizens who are living in some of these U.S. territories and they're not counted through the Electoral College. So we got to get rid of the Electoral College and we got to count this. Well, they want to pad the Electoral College by using foreign citizens who are living in California and New York and other sanctuary states. That's the insanity of this. And they want to have a great deal of reforms here that are in here that basically, as they're saying, we want to have more of a democracy. This is always the argument from the Democrats. Well, the founders didn't want a democracy for good reason, for good reason. They understood that the end purpose, the final purpose of government, as James Madison wrote, was justice. He said, if a majority is united by a common interest, the rights of the minority will be insecure. And see, that's what the Democrats are trying to do. They can control people by breaking them into minorities, and then they can coalesce the minorities together to make a majority. Even though these minorities may have completely mutually exclusive interests, you know, like the LGBT and the Muslims, they may have completely contradictory interests. Because if the Muslims get their way, not only would they would throw the LGBT off of the people off of the roofs, stone them, as you see happening in Brunei with the enactment of Sharia law, as we've seen elsewhere with Sharia law. So they hold forth to these disparate minorities, these special interest groups that they've created. And it was never intended to be a democracy. It was always intended to be a republic. We have a republic if you can keep it, said Benjamin Franklin. And the question is, can we keep it if we don't ask the right questions? Always question government, especially when it's being manipulated by Democrats. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
By Bounce, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world, is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master build. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
welcome back. We had President Trump saying, can you believe? Can you believe? Would you believe? That's Maxwell Smart. Can you believe they're not even going to ask if people are citizens on the census question? The question that is set up to allocate representation and to both in Congress as well as in the Electoral College. Can you believe that they're not even going to ask that? It'd be meaningless. And we're going to spend billions of dollars on this. No, it won't be meaningless. It'll be very meaningful. It'll be very dangerous. It'll be a rigging of both the Electoral College and Congress to give more power to the sanctuary states if we count foreign citizens who are living here. And yet, we've had judge after judge. We've had two of them now. Mid-January, we had a judge strike down the Trump administration's plan to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. And of course, this is not the Trump administration's plan to add this. This isn't something that we never had. We always had it until they took it out the last couple of census that we've taken. So it was always there. And it's the only justification for a census is to count the citizens for representation. But we had a federal judge back in January that said, no, you can't do that. And then we had another one, March 6th, about a month ago. The second judge came out. And as it was reported in San Francisco, the Trump administration's decision to add a citizenship question, the 2020 census, quote, threatens the very foundation of our democratic system, quote unquote, said the judge, because it would cause a significant undercount of immigrants. Oh, yeah. The foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing here. We want to make sure we count all of them for representation in Congress and for representation in the Electoral College. That's very important to count them. And of course, they have no problem reporting that there. What it threatens is not the foundations of our republic. It threatens the foundations of the Democrat Party is what it threatens, to ask a citizenship question on the census. So this was the second judge, one in the middle of January, another one chimed in the beginning of March. And as they pointed out, the ruling, now listen to this, this is from the San Francisco Star Tribune, and they point out, the ruling in California, however, differed from the January decision by U.S. District Judge Jesse Furman in a significant way. Furman also found that the question violated administrative requirements, but he rejected the argument that it violated the Constitution. Now, this judge for California said, oh, and I think it violates the Constitution. So, well, there's a difference of opinion there, isn't there? This is not settled fact. We have two judges. We have two differing opinions. Neither of them want the question on the census. That is the very essence of the census, the purpose of the census. But they differ as to whether or not it is constitutionally required. And of course, the first one is right. There is no requirement in the Constitution to not have a citizenship question. As a matter of fact, it's exactly the opposite. But that's, of course, what the federal government today excels at. The bureaucracy, the judiciary, all of these people excel at inverting and perverting the purposes of the Constitution. They make it mean exactly the opposite, so that when we set up the FISA court to make sure that we don't have the creeps and the spooks and the CIA and the NSA spying on the American people as they already were doing in the 1960s with illegal wiretaps of phones. So you set up the FISA court, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court, say, you're not going to do this. We'll let you gather intelligence on foreigners in foreign countries, but not on Americans, even in foreign countries, without getting a regular search warrant. And yet they turned that around to try to overthrow the election of President Trump. And now these people are trying to turn around the census to overthrow our elections again. So we have different opinions, and President Trump needs to go back to what was said by Andrew Jackson about a Supreme Court that had one opinion on one issue one year, and the next year had a completely opposite opinion of the same issue. And Andrew Jackson said, well, they've made their opinion. Let's see them enforce it. Let's see these judges enforce this. You know, the question is, as I looked at this, and I looked at the question of judicial tyranny, I thought, how many different judicial tyrants do we have? And it's pretty hard to pin down the number. There's so many of them that it's kind of like asking a lawyer a question. You get, well, on the one hand, we have this. And then on the other hand, we have this. So it depends on how you define a federal judge and how many other. So we may have about 3,600 or it may be about 2,000. We don't know. But each and every one of them, we're supposed to believe, has the capability to blackball the president on any issue that they disagree with him on. So the president, who is a chief executive who has the authority to protect this country for security, cannot do anything to protect the borders. He cannot say we're not going to bring people into this country that we're currently at war with. We're currently at war with North Korea. And he said, you're not going to bring people in. I'm going to ban people immigrating in from North Korea and from Syria. They were dropping bombs on Syria. No legal authority for that, of course, but they're still doing it. They're still at war. And, of course, it was Obama and Hillary Clinton who agreed that that should be done. Also some Islamic countries as well. And so everybody called it a Muslim ban because President Trump said, we're at war with North Korea. They're not going to come in. Or Syria. Oh, you're coming after Islamic countries. No, it was seven countries. Five of them were Islamic majority countries that we were at war with that had sponsored terror and so forth. And that's only 10% of the Islamic countries. The other 90% of the Islamic countries, there was no prohibition on it. And yet the press called it a Muslim ban. And judges said, you can't do that. You can't do it. So this is where we are. President Trump needs to take these people on. He needs to go full Andrew Jackson on them. Will he? I don't think so. Again, one of these judges said that the likely undercount of immigrants, and this is Furman, who is is this the first or second one? This is the first one. He said the likely undercount of immigrants would mean that California would face, quote, a certainly impending loss of representation in the House of Representatives. Do you understand that? I hope you understand that, because the judges who are shutting this down are saying California is going to lose representation in the House of Representatives if we only count people who are citizens. We need to, says the judge, in essence, if I can now paraphrase him, we need to count the foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing in California so we can increase California's representation. I've been telling you this is what's going on. The judges are telling you. Fox News won't tell you that. Fox News will say, well, there's a lot of questions about this, and judges have told President Trump he can't do this, and President Trump listens to Fox News, and so President Trump says, gee, I guess I can't do this. This is the pathetic state of where we are with this. The state of California, says the judge, demonstrated that it will suffer a loss of federal funding and face a substantial risk of losing political representation, directly traceable to the inclusion of the citizenship question on the census. So let's, by all means, give money to foreign citizens. Let's give representation to foreign citizens because it's good for California. We'll be right back.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go
below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
And now, through the end of March, we are running the biggest special of this year so far. It matches any other special we've ever done. So this is the best deal we've ever offered. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off all the supplements. A bunch of other great deals as well. Double Patriot points. Instead of 5% on each order towards your next order, you get 10% right there in your profile. Sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime for free. Get an additional 10% off on your next order. That's 20% off. You add that to 50% off and store-wide free shipping. Most of these products are loss leaders. So I want to thank you all for supporting the InfoWar. I want to encourage you today to get great products at 360Win at InfoWarsStore.com. Voting with our feet, voting with our dollars, voting with our mouths, voting with our speech, voting with our action. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, as we look at immigration, let's look at the border. President Trump's performance in that area has gone from a disappointment to an abject failure by any objective measurement. And we have now even Jay Johnson, who said, it's no problem. You know, the former Homeland Security Director of Barack Obama said, we've never seen any numbers like this. And, of course, it's true. We haven't seen anything like this. It is an emergency. Even he says it's an emergency. And it's time that President Trump do something about it. And now it appears that what he's decided to do is to appoint somebody he calls an immigration czar. Now, I got to say, whenever I see Republicans or Democrats talking about appointing czars, it makes the hair stand up on the back of my neck. There is no place for a czar in America about anything. It reeks of dictatorship. It reeks of imperial anti-Republican. I mean that in the sense of protecting justice and a system of law. Czars never stood for that. I don't want a king. I don't want a czar. We have a king. It's called the Constitution. They ignore that king. And whenever I see something like this, I just want to tell President Trump, you are the immigration czar. You do something about this. You have the power. Use it. If you say that you don't have the power, your immigration czar isn't going to have the power either, is he? Instead, what you'll do is punt and say, but he's responsible, I'm not responsible. We've seen this over and over again. Congress is always creating another bureaucracy that will write the rules. And then they don't have to take responsibility. You know, everybody mocked Nancy Pelosi for saying, well, we don't really know what's in it. We'll have to pass it to find out what's in it. Well, that's true. That's true whether you're talking about Obamacare or whether you're talking about the Consumer Financial Protection Board that Elizabeth Warren created. They create these bureaucracies, and then the bureaucracies go off on their own. And if they do something destructive and get everybody upset, then the Congress can come in and say, oh, well, look, we're going to pull these guys. We're the good guys here. We're the knights on white horses. We will rein in this out-of-control bureaucracy. So they create these bureaucracies, and they let them write the rules so that Congress doesn't have to write the laws and take the responsibility for the laws. They just create organizations. And that's the same trick that executives are doing with their czars. Oh, let's create a czar, and then he'll have the responsibility for this, not me. And I can always say, oh, you know, it's like my attorney general, he didn't do the right stuff. You know, Jeff Sessions, he's a piece of crap. Well, you appointed Jeff Sessions, and you didn't take him out. And now you're going to appoint an immigration czar to do something that you won't do? Why? Because you don't have the power? Because you're afraid to do it. You're afraid of public opinion. That's the pathetic thing about this. Trump accused these other countries of Central America. He said, you've set up migrant caravans. Yes, they have facilitated them. Absolutely, that's true. He said, we are paying them, these other countries, tremendous amounts of money, and we're not paying them anymore because they haven't done a thing for us. They have set up these caravans. Well, I would say to President Trump, guess what? We are paying the caravans. We are paying the caravans. We are bribing the people in the caravans to come here. It's called the welfare state. We're paying them more money than the Hondurans are, or the Guatemalans are, or the Mexicans are. We, the American people, are bribing people to come into this country. It's called our welfare state. More specifically, President Trump, it's called DACA. You pretend that you can't do anything about DACA. DACA is an executive order from the previous administration. You could end it today, but you don't want to take the political heat for it. And so you are subjecting Americans to this caravan. President Trump, you are as guilty of this as any of these foreign countries because you continue to subsidize this, to provide benefits to people who are foreign citizens criminally trespassing. It is the magnet of the welfare state that is pulling people through, and it will pull them over your wall or under your wall if you ever got it built. It is not the responsibility, President Trump, of the Democrats to build your wall. It is not the responsibility of foreign countries to stop people from coming into this country. It is your responsibility as president. Stop punting. Do something about it. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So we have these census questions here. As I said, you know, the Attorney General of California said every Californian should raise their hands and not be discouraged by a citizenship question. Well, if you're a Californian, why would you be discouraged by a citizenship question? Let's ask that question to the California Attorney General. How can you be a Californian without being a citizen? Because it's a sanctuary state. And because they want the money. And they're going to give the money to these people. And they want more of it through the census. And as I said before, you've got Reuters reporting, but of course Fox News is not aware of the fact that the U.S. Census Bureau has asked tech giants Google, Facebook, and Twitter to help it fend off fake news campaigns because they might interfere with the census. And so they're going to help have the censors help them with the census, right? It's absolutely amazing how this system is being systemically rigged from the bottom up. The welfare program pulling people into this country. Yes, many of them are pushed in by the violence of the drug war that President Trump, once upon a time, when he gave a Playboy interview back in the mid-90s, said the only way we're going to stop the violence and the corruption of the drug war, the amazing jailing of people, is to get rid of prohibition. He understood that in the 90s. But we have, as Cloward and Piven, as I pointed this out before, they had said back in the 90s originally they came out, maybe it was earlier than that, a couple of Democrat economists. They said, we want to establish socialism. And so we need to get everybody we can on the welfare system. It'll collapse the country economically, and then we can build our socialist utopia because we can tell everybody capitalism failed. And then when people realized that it wasn't really in their best interest, people didn't want to be on welfare all their life, not in sufficient numbers. Some people do. Most people don't. They see it for what it is, a plantation, a government plantation. It is a form of slavery. You want to talk about glass ceilings? Talk about the welfare ceiling. And so they couldn't get enough Americans on it to collapse the system. So they said in the mid-2000s, they, Cloward and Piven, again said, you know what, it hasn't worked here in America. Let's bring people from foreign countries in. They will come in for our welfare. And that's exactly what they're doing in the caravan. So don't blame the foreign governments. Blame our own government for the magnet pulling people in. And you're not going to be able to wall that out no matter what you do. And I don't think you're going to get the wall built if you don't have the military build it. Military can build things pretty quickly. And they've got a record military budget. And the purpose of the military is supposed to be to defend America. But of course, we can't do any of that stuff. Everything the government does is a lie from the get-go. Everything. They don't tell the truth about anything. Bunch of criminals who have sworn to uphold the Constitution, they do everything they can to destroy it and to destroy this country. This country is the last country that they will defend. I've walked through military bases where they are preparing to attack American cities and attack American suburbs and attack American rural areas in very great detail. I mean, they're not talking about conducting military training exercises on bombed out cities as a cleanup operation. No, no, no. These are cities that haven't been affected. The subway system is still there. The churches are still there. The soccer grounds are still there. Let's figure out how we can subdue these Americans, because we're going to train where we're going to fight. We're going to train the way we're going to fight. They're not interested in defending this country. They're interested in destroying this country, destroying our history, destroying our law, and eventually destroying us. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Folks, we're going to talk coming up about what Mark Zuckerberg is proposing. He's begging governments to regulate him. And begging, really, I think, for a single standard, for a global governance. And why not? Because really, isn't that the purpose of these corporations? These corporations want to do business globally. They want one set of rules. Because it's a partnership. It's a fascist partnership between corporations who want to make money. Just tell us what you want to do to those slaves out there, and we'll do it, and you reward us with our monopoly status. You pass regulations that will make it impossible or difficult for competitors to come in. We've all seen this movie before, right? Typically done at the local level, passing regulations on local competitors and businesses like restaurants by the cheerleading and begging the local restaurants who are already established will go to the government and beg them to do regulations of new incoming businesses and cheerlead all of that stuff. That's all about. It's absolutely essential for your protection. And so it's not surprising to see this done by the corporations. We've just changed the scale of this. We've just scaled it up to be enterprise-wide, as they would say, to be global. And so they want to be able, just want to be free to make money, and they don't care who they stomp on, whose face they stomp on continuously, in the words of George Orwell, as long as they get their cut, as long as they get their money. And so we're going to be talking about free speech. And, of course, we know whose face they stomped on first, Alex Jones and InfoWars. Did it last August. Now they've been stomping on a lot of people's faces for a lot of different reasons, but it's all coming from the government, ultimately, working with their corporate partners. It is a public-private partnership for tyranny, for fascism. And if you want to support us, folks, if you want to save the First Amendment, we still have the specials up that we began the end of last week. We have free shipping store-wide. We have 50% off, minimum 50% off, InfoWars Life products. Some of our products are 55% off, things like all the Super Blue products, the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Super Silver Wound Drill Gel, 55% off. We have some products that are 60% off. Brain Force Plus, DNA Force Plus, that is a big dollar savings on DNA Force Plus. And again, free shipping store-wide, you get double Patriot points. So even though we have discounted it 50, 55, 60%, you get double Patriot points for future discounts, because we really do appreciate your support. Without your support, without your sponsorship of this broadcast, we will not be here. And you'll just get the corporate news as they see fit to pull that in. And of course, that's another part of the plan from Zuckerberg. He is going to curate and present to you the corporate news on a platter while any independent news is purged and your comments are purged. See, that's the plan. It's a combination of purge and push. Push the government narrative and the establishment narrative. Purge anything that questions that narrative. Well, here's somebody questioning the military-industrial complex. Very interesting interview with a Democrat representative, Ro Khanna, or Khanna, I guess is the way you pronounce his name, Ro Khanna. He is on the, he's co-chairman of the campaign for Bernie Sanders. And he's another Democrat who's come out to say we need to end foreign wars. But this is what's interesting about it. He's saying we need to work with President Trump. And we need to work with people like Mark Meadows and Rand Paul if we want to end these endless foreign wars. He gave an interview to Breitbart, another good sign that he's not just going to talk to CNN. Here's what he had to say. He said, our biggest competitor, in my view, is probably China in terms of who's going to win the 21st century. Is it going to be a free enterprise democracy with America? Well, I'd say a free enterprise. I would say a free enterprise republic with America. Or is it going to be an authoritarian country like China? China has not been in a war since 1979. They're putting all of their resources into building goodwill with other countries and into developing their airports, their bridges, their universities, their artificial intelligence. And you know what that's called, folks. They have a name for it. It's called the Belt and Road Initiative. And they are building infrastructure throughout Africa because they want to be able to get to natural resources throughout Africa. So they're doing it throughout Africa. They are building transportation systems to get their products to and from the Middle East. They're even talking about now doing it in Europe. Isn't it interesting that the Chinese communists are acting more like capitalists than America is? America is acting more like fascist dictators. We decide that we're going to rule the world like we're some kind of reincarnation of the Roman Empire with endless wars everywhere. And those endless wars are doing nothing but draining our capital and making enemies of everybody. Whereas the Chinese come in and they offer them a carrot. They offer them subsidies. They get them, even if you will, it's kind of a neo-colonialism of getting them on the hook, buying up resources and turning these people into renters in exchange for building an infrastructure that is going to serve the Chinese as much as the indigenous peoples, because it will serve the Chinese interests. And Ro Khanna is exactly right. We are playing a very foolish role in this because we are the ones who are acting like we're some kind of military dictators. And the Chinese dictators are, at least for this purpose of power, are acting like they're capitalists. Now, they're full-on dictators over their own people. And that's the essence of it. You understand that the opening to China was put together by the bankers, put together by Henry Kissinger. They wanted to have these people as their partners. Why? Because they had absolutely no moral or ethical or legal restrictions on what they would do. They would use slave labor. They would steal copyright and intellectual property from people. You just had to pay them. And you could get anything you wanted from the Chinese communists. Ro Khanna goes on to say, why are we involved in wars that are not winnable? Wars that are costing us resources that are strategic in winning the 21st century. Instead, all the trillions of dollars that we've spent on these wars, imagine if we had built our infrastructure, if we had invested in our people, if we had helped to build our country to make sure that we win in the 21st century. See, we don't even build our infrastructure. I've got a story here. Reason Magazine focused on a guy, 12-year-old boy, went out and repaired the potholes in the road. Why? Because the government wouldn't do it. We've got a government that is so bankrupt, not only in money, but also in ideas and in its purposes, that it doesn't seek to help the American people anymore with an infrastructure. If it spends any money on infrastructure, it spends it on one toll road lane. That's what we got here in Austin. That's the mentality we have. They don't want to help people move more freely. They don't want to build an infrastructure. They want to build a structure of control, of tyranny, to profit off of us. So they build toll roads, if they build any roads at all around here. The rest of the roads that I have to travel on look like they were bombed. Not by the Chinese or the Russians. Bombed out of neglect. Our roads are decaying everywhere. It's not just Detroit. It's everywhere in this country. Why? Because we've got politicians who don't want us to be able to move about freely. The only movement will be the movement that they control, that they tax. And so they're not going to fill the potholes. And we're not going to build our infrastructure in this country, let alone in other countries, as China is doing. And China is turning those people into renters as well as customers. But we're not doing that. No, we're operating like the Roman Empire. Ro Khanna went on to say, I think that is a message that if we invest in our people, if we invest in our infrastructure and so forth. He said, I think that's a message that every American, regardless of whether you voted for President Trump or whether you voted for a Democrat member of Congress, can get behind. Because it's for the national purpose. And when it comes to winning the 21st century, I think we should all be on the same team. Good for him. He said he sees a growing nonpartisan sentiment, even in Congress. People are sick of the wars. He told Breitbart News, he said, there's people like Mark Meadows who have spoken out about the need for congressional authorization before we get into another intervention. I just love these euphemisms that they have. It's kind of like John Brennan's disposition matrix. He's just a killer. He's just an assassin out there assassinating people, including American citizens who haven't been given due process. So he calls it a disposition matrix. And we call our wars interventions. Like we're trying to help in a family feud or something. Okay. You know what happens in domestic disputes? It's usually the cops who get attacked. And we're the cops. We're the world police. And we're getting attacked like the cops who are called to a domestic dispute. It's the most dangerous thing that they can do. And it's the most dangerous and stupid thing that we can do because we don't even have any reason to be there. And he talks, he says, we're talking about Yemen. He was very helpful. But, of course, there's also people like Rand Paul. Let's hope that these people can get together and get some adults in the room, get behind President Trump and fight the military-industrial complex.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free. free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, I was just talking about how China, we have Ro Khanna saying, and he's a co-chair of the Bernie Sanders campaign. He's saying, we need to get together Republicans and Democrats who don't want endless wars. We need to understand that our real competitor is China. It's not Russia, it's China. China is wisely building bridges, literally and figuratively, to the rest of the world. Places where they want to do business, places where there's natural resources. And yet we are taking the military approach, like we're some kind of reincarnation of the Roman Empire. And I guess maybe we are, huh? And yet we can't do the most basic functions, as this story from Reason Magazine points out. 12-year-old boy in Michigan has taken it upon himself to do what the government can't seem to manage, and that is to even fill a pothole. Forget about building infrastructure in other countries. Forget about enlarging our economic footprint here as if we were capitalists. No, the Chinese communists will do that. We can't even fix our own infrastructure here, let alone expand our own infrastructure, because we've got to rule the world with an iron fist and military. This kid, 12-year-old boy, used a garbage can full of dirt to fill at least 15 potholes near his family's home last week. Why did he do that? Well, he said, I didn't want people messing up their cars like my mom did. Yes, it destroys our private vehicles when you don't fix the potholes in the road. Even a 12-year-old boy can understand that. He should be elected to office if he understands that the purpose of local government is to fix the roads. He's got my vote. He says, if somebody were to drive down the street and hit a pothole, then they'd have to pay $600 or $700 to get their car fixed. They would be mad. It'd mess up their car, like my mom's. Yeah. He said he also wanted to fill the potholes because his granny drives down the street. So here's a kid helping his grandmother cross the road. And he's not even a Boy Scout. He said, people complain and complain. The city never fills them. I feel horrible because they never do it. They should fix the streets. His mother had similar sentiments. She said, what are they doing with the money that people are paying with taxes? You could lose control of your car if you hit a pothole. And you could hit a pole. Well, I'll tell you what they're doing with the money. You got three cities that spent $70 million on stadiums so they could get a minor league baseball team. And they all struck out. If you build it, they will come. It's not a field of dreams. It is a field of schemes. I'm sure that the contributors to the politicians who greenlighted this project, I'm sure that they did very well. And the politicians were pleased with the results, and the construction companies that got the contracts, I'm sure they were pleased with the results. It's just the taxpayers who are left holding the bag. We build $70 million stadiums for minor league baseball teams. But here in Texas, we do much better than that. We can't fix the potholes in our streets here, but we can spend more than $70 million on a high school football team. How's that? Yeah, here in Texas, we light our cigars with $100 bills. We're so rich. And we spend tens of millions of dollars on high school football stadiums. But we can't fix our infrastructure. Unless we add a toll road. Because, you know, there just isn't any money for that. No money for that. Absolutely amazing. And speaking of traffic, as Forbes reports, hackers using little stickers to trick Tesla Autopilot into the wrong lane. Oh, isn't that interesting? Because the lane recognition technology is somewhat lacking in, what it offers. But, of course, they're heavily subsidized by the government because they sell the idea, the myth, that I think, quite frankly, is as dangerous and as unsubstantiated as this whole idea of climate change. Oh, yeah, you know, they're part of that climate change myth as well. But, oh, yeah, we're going to have all the cars that are going to be on autopilot. Even Google has quietly pushed back on that idea. But don't worry. They will still do it, even if it crashes and kills you, because they don't care about that. They don't care about the potholes either. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, and it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. there's some of the most polluted areas on Earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to talk about the expanding medical tyranny, give you an update on what's going on with this Arizona family that was SWAT teamed because they didn't follow doctor's orders, because they didn't get their kid vaccinated. Now they are facing child abuse charges. I'll tell you about that. More has come to light about that episode as well. But before we do, I just want to talk a little bit about what's going on with Brexit. Of course, they're coming up to the deadline where they will have a hard exit if they don't come up with an agreement. And the agreement that Theresa May keeps presenting is one that is basically a fool's agreement. It's to say, you're going to give up your representation in the European Union, but they will still enforce their rules on you. What an idiotic proposition that is. No wonder she keeps losing. And so she brought it up yet again for another vote yesterday. And I think they're only a few days away from this hard Brexit. The pound was going up and going down. As the Daily Mail points out, the pound yo-yos. After a plunge against the euro and dollar last night, when MPs damaged investors' hopes of a soft Brexit. And so as we look at this, I think it's important to understand that Brexit has been a betrayal from the very beginning. And I'm not talking about the very beginning of the referendum. The referendum was legit. It was a prime minister who was not legit. Again, you had Cameron, who had been the prime minister, and he said, I want to remain, but we're going to let people have a vote on it. And he pushed very hard. And so when everybody voted to leave, the majority voted to leave, then he stepped down and they had to find another prime minister. Well, they had a lot of people to choose from in the Conservative Party. They happened to choose the one person in the Conservative Party as a, you know, that was up as a candidate, Theresa May, who did not support the referendum. So if you got to resign because you were in opposition to the referendum that just won, then why would you put in a prime minister who also opposed the referendum? It absolutely makes no sense, but we knew that the fix was in from the very beginning. But folks, the fix was in from the point at which Britain got involved in the European Union decades ago. The Express in UK points out how the UK was denied a referendum in the first place and taken into the European bloc without the consent of the people. And they say newly surfaced reports reveal that former Prime Minister Edward Heath, Conservative Party, was also accused of betrayal, but for taking the UK into the bloc in the first place. Harold Macmillan had submitted the first application of the UK to join the European Union common market at that point it was called the common market. And that's how these unions always began, right? They began as a trade bloc. And then as it progresses, they say, well, you know, now we have to have legislation and rules. So now they have a kind of a political unity. The next step in it was to have a common currency, which gave them economic control. And then as the common currency, the euro, became an issue, then they said, well, we need even more political control. This is how these things happen. This is why we have said that here in America, the North American Union is going to be the ultimate product of NAFTA, or even of President Trump's USMCA, because USMCA absolutely does nothing to change the structure of NAFTA. What it does is it rearranges the economic chairs on the Titanic of NAFTA. So we say, well, okay, we'll do this deal and I'll do something for this business over this industry over here, and this industry over here will be helped. And of course, we'll give up on some of these other industries. We'll give away to Canada or to Mexico on these. So got a deal? We'll do a deal. Okay, cool. I've got a new agreement here and we'll give it a new name. But fundamentally, it's not changed. It's still NAFTA, and it's arguably worse than NAFTA, but it still retains that issue that we don't have sovereignty over our economy. And it also gives up sovereignty to a tribunal that exercises that power. And what happens is, we call it, it's openly been talked about, the North American Union. We've had articles written by think tanks, by CNN and others, talking about a North American Union. You have Nancy Pelosi saying, we don't have a border here between Mexico and America. What are you talking about? It's just a line. It's just a line that runs through a common community. In their mind, that has already taken place. Now, if you actually start talking about North American Union, in most cases, they will come out and call you a conspiracy theorist. But it is a conspiracy fact. It is an accepted fact with these people. That's why they are so flummoxed about this idea that we would ever have any census that wouldn't count foreign citizens here. Yeah, because they're Americans, right? You know, they're part of the North American Union. We've even had a Council on Foreign Relations study that was done, said we'll have Department of Homeland Security provide security for Canada, America, and Mexico. We'll do that cordon around there. And we'll have the security run out of Washington because, you know, we're the Roman Empire, so we can do that. We're good at security. Anyway, this is how this always happens. It happens by saying, well, we're just going to take down trade barriers, then we're going to set rules to facilitate that trade, then we're going to have a common currency is the next thing, and then we're going to establish even more political control. And that's the way they got sucked into this. But they were also sucked in by lies. Harold Macmillan submitted the first application of the UK to join this community back in July 1961. Thanks to the French president, Charles de Gaulle, the bid failed to have that union. But then Edward Heath, who became prime minister in 1970, successfully negotiated entry with France's new head, Pompidou, and he took Britain into the European common market in 1973. However, according to newly unearthed reports, in a speech to the British Chamber of Commerce in Paris in 1970, and again during the election campaign, Mr. Heath, the conservative, had promised that he would not go in the EEC without the full-hearted consent of Parliament and the people. Polls at the time showed that the consent for entry was not full-hearted. Many interpreted Mr. Heath's claims that the full-hearted consent of Parliament and the people would be a commitment to a referendum. But no. As the European Community's bill passed through Parliament, several politicians acknowledged that the public was opposed to going into the EEC. They said there is opposition from the people, said Nicholas Ridley, MP at the time, which makes it wrong for the government to drive on into Europe. However, by the start of 1974, there was a 2-to-1 majority believing that the country had been wrong to join. And in 1974, the Labour Party won the general election, also lying to the British people. They came up with a manifesto that promised a referendum on European Community membership. While campaigning against continued membership in 1975, veteran left-winger Tony Benn accused Mr. Heath of deceiving the British people and making false promises about the common market. He said, before we entered it, we were told by Mr. Heath that there would be a bigger market and that we would have a referendum and so forth. And so they lie to people. That's how they get into power. And people were told repeatedly by both parties that they would have a referendum. They never did. Then they were given a referendum and the people called their bluff, voted to go out. And then they gave them a prime minister, Theresa May, who has done everything she can to subvert that, to delay it. And now the big play is to panic people, to make them think that it's going to be catastrophe. They've even got fear articles talking about how they've got security forces there in case everything turns into a riot. You know, they're going to run out of toilet paper. They're going to run out of everything if they have a hard Brexit. And so there is a massive fear campaign that is being conducted. And Theresa May is not going to budge off of this deal that she has signed on to for her EU masters. We're going to see what happens with this when we come back. We're going to talk about how we got taken for a ride here in the United States. We'll also talk about Prince Charles because, you know, he just went down to Cuba. They didn't want to have President Trump meet with them when President Trump went to Great Britain. Prince Charles and Prince William were unwilling to meet him, so the Queen alone showed up to meet the President, but they have absolutely no problem rubbing shoulders, hobnobbing with communists in Cuba, and even posing with pictures of Che Guevara. And we got some Cubans in America who are hopping mad about that. You should be too, quite frankly. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
And now, through the end of March, we are running the biggest special of this year. So far, it matches any other special we've ever done. So this is the best deal we've ever offered. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off all the supplements. A bunch of other great deals as well. Double Patriot points. Instead of 5% on each order towards your next order, you get 10% right there in your profile. Sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime for free. Get an additional 10% off on your next order. That's 20% off. You add that to 50% off and store-wide free shipping. Most of these products are loss leaders. So I want to thank you all for supporting the InfoWar. I want to encourage you today to get great products at 360Win at InfoWarsStore.com. Voting with our feet, voting with our dollars, voting with our mouths, voting with our speech, voting with our action. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. Leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com. Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us in the next segment will be Doug Casey, and he's going to deconstruct for us MMT. If you haven't heard about MMT, stay tuned, because this is very important. This is a new economic theory that's being put out. It's actually a justification for the government to do anything that it wants to, and that especially includes centrally planning the economy. But he's going to pull that apart, totally deconstruct. He's had several articles that he's put up on his website, International Man, and I wanted to get him on to cover this because he does a masterful job of taking away, taking apart MMT, UBI, and GND. So we can separate all those letters and tell you that it is pure Bolshevik. And speaking of pure Bolshevik, we got Prince Charles, as I was saying as we went to break, talking about how, you know, proudly posing with pictures of Che Guevara as he is visiting the Cuban communist dictators. And just a reminder that he could not meet with President Trump, neither could Prince William. And there's an interesting column on Town Hall where the guy takes him to task for this, pointing out that Prince Charles and Duchess Camilla rank as the first British royals to grace Bolshevik Cuba with a visit. And he points out the irony that it was Prince Charles' royal relatives, the Romanovs, who were murdered in cold blood, including the women and children, as they screamed in terror and pled for mercy. And I just want to pull Travis in. Travis, you were telling me about something that you're reading about the murder of the royal family by the Bolsheviks in Russia, and how people have lied about what they had to say and how horrific that was. Just tell us what you were reading.
It was from a YouTube video online. I can't remember the exact name of it, but I went through and did some digging, and he sourced all of his material correctly. But he was talking about at the end when they pulled them down into, I think it was a basement, to shoot them all. They just lined them all up, and they thought they were having their pictures taken because the captor was known to like to take pictures, and he would bring a photographer in sometimes. And then they just line them all up and say, "We're going to execute you." And for the longest time, they lied and said Nicholas II's final words were just what before he shot them. Mm-hmm. But in a letter, one of the executioners later confessed that his final words were actually, "Forgive them, they know not what they do," as he turned to shield his own son. He was the only one that died immediately, pretty much, because he took a lot of bullets.
Yeah, and so they just slaughtered the rest of the family.
Yeah, it was merciless. They had to stab the daughters multiple times with bayonets. It was awful. It was horrific.
But the way the Bolsheviks, because everything they do is predicated on a lie, the way they reported it was he was just startled. But instead he was saying, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do."
Yeah.
And I guess we could even take that approach. That would be the Christian approach to take towards Prince Charles. Forgive him, for he knows not what he does. He is honoring the people who murdered. And we go back, pull up a picture of Tsar Nicholas and British royal cousin, I guess he was. I don't know what their exact relationship was. I think they were cousins or something. They're like splitting image of each other. They look like they're brothers. Not cousins.
I mean, right,
they've got the same mustache and so forth. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. But of course, he's honoring these Bolsheviks who killed his relatives in cold blood, men, women, and children. He went to, according to the British ambassador to Cuba, Anthony Stokes, the royal visit to Bolshevik was a jolly good show. I think it's been a wonderful visit, the first official royal visit to Cuba. I think it was highly significant. Yes, it was. It signifies many things to those of us who know history. Che Guevara, the guy that he posed the picture with, as also said, the solution, Che Guevara said, the solution to the world's problems lie behind the Iron Curtain. He would often sign his correspondence, Stalin II. He was so fanatical in his devotion to the Bolsheviks that he even applauded the Soviet slaughter of Hungarian freedom fighters in 1957. All through the horrifying Soviet massacre, Che Guevara, the guy who is honored on T-shirts here in America, honored by the royal family, dutifully parroted the Soviet script that the workers, peasants, and college kids battling Russian tanks in Budapest with small arms and Molotov cocktails were all, quote, fascists and CIA agents, and they deserve to be executed. So there's a lot of people who understand history, a lot of people who are not happy with Prince Charles. But what Prince Charles is really eager to do is to impose a system of world government. He is opposed to the people who want massive, not just killing the people who are opposed to communists, but he wants to have massive population reduction. He has been part of the, the World League. It's not a league of extraordinary gentlemen. It's a league of extreme policies. They want to have population reduction. They want to have a global governance. They want to have a planetary parliament, a world constitution. And this is an organization that Prince Charles is the proud sponsor of. We have President Trump, unfortunately, backing off on a vote to end Obamacare. He said a vote to end Obamacare, he tweeted out, will have to wait until after the 2020 election. He said everybody agrees. He said this yesterday. Everybody agrees that Obamacare doesn't work. Okay, but now we're going to keep it. And we're going to keep some of the mandates. He says, premiums and deductibles are far too high, really bad health care, even the Democrats want to replace it. But with Medicare for All, which would cause 180 million Americans to lose their beloved health insurance, Republicans are developing a really great health care plan. Well, you know what? I don't want a health care plan, President Trump, from the Republicans. I want to plan my own health care. And we're going to talk about this after the interview with Doug Casey. We're going to talk about medical tyranny. If you want the government to provide your health care, get ready for some medical tyranny, as well as blunders and inefficiency of the bureaucracy that's going to be created and all that. This all happened after a pair of pundits, reports Zero Hedge, after a pair of pundits lashed out at Trump's chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, and accused Republicans of jeopardizing the health coverage of more than 20 million Americans without a clear plan to replace Obamacare. That's when he tweeted this. Well, we're going to wait till after the election, but then we're going to get rid of it. He is snatching defeat out of the jaws of victory. We had a Republican House. We had a Republican Senate. We had a Republican president all at the same time, and they couldn't do, wouldn't do anything about Obamacare. And yet, it was such a corrupt imposition that we've now had multiple judges overturn multiple aspects of it, and we had the Trump Department of Justice saying that they are not going to appeal this. It should be over. And President Trump is lifting this up. I don't understand what he's doing. We'll talk about medical tyranny coming up. And again, in the next segment, we're going to have Doug Casey joining us. I just want to remind you about the sales that we began to support the First Amendment, to support free speech, to support a free press. Free speech is your right, folks. And so is a free press, access to a free press, the ability to see and hear and to pass along with comments what you see and hear. If you want to keep that continuing, take a look at the specials that we got at InfoWarsStore.com. Massive discounts. We cut the prices of all InfoWars Life products 50% or more. We've got free shipping store-wide. We have double Patriot points. Some of our products are 55 and 60% off right now. It's a great way for you to save money, get products that are natural, safe, and effective, and support your God-given rights of free speech and a free press at the same time. Take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
I've got some really good news, though. X2's back. The original X2. Deep Earth Crystal. Pure atomic iodine. What you want. InfoWarsStore.com. It'll be here in a week. Manufactured in the U.S. InfoWarsStore.com. With the best iodine in the world. X2, it's available. I thought X3 is great. We still got another Deep Earth Crystal source, but I thought add the other two types of iodine. The scientists said do that. It sold a lot, but people want original X2. What? I was resigned to the fact we didn't have X2, but it came through about a month ago. We now have X2 again at InfoWarsStore.com, so hallelujah. It's been sold out for about almost 3 months, but we have now had the same company, the original X2, develop it again, and we were able to do the exact same formula. If you want to pre-order X2, the ultimate iodine out there, learn about the iodine conspiracy, learn about IQs dropping when you don't have it, learn about how the other iodines are bound. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you. And now, through the end of March, we are running the biggest special of this year so far. It matches any other special we've ever done, so this is the best deal we've ever offered. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off all the supplements. A bunch of other great deals as well. Double Patriot points. Instead of 5% on each order towards your next order, you get 10%. Right there in your profile. Sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime for free. Get an additional 10% off on your next order. That's 20% off. You add that to 50% off and store-wide free shipping. Most of these products are loss leaders. So I want to thank you all for supporting the InfoWar. I want to encourage you today to get great products at the 360 Win at InfoWarsStore.com. Voting with our feet, voting with our dollars, voting with our mouths, voting with our speech, voting with our action. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. With the power of the First Amendment. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. That Casey was scheduled to join us in this segment. We're having trouble establishing contact with him. He's always traveling. I think he is somewhere in South America right now. We're dealing with... I don't think he's in Venezuela. But we may be dealing with an infrastructure that is... got some issues, let's say. So he may be joining us in a moment, but he may not. I want to continue with what I was saying about Obamacare. Again, understand that as President Trump took some heat, as his chief of staff took some heat, and we've had the entire legal foundation of Obamacare destroyed because it was a pile of lies. It was a house of cards. Now, I've talked about this before. I've talked about from the standpoint that Obama stole money from investors who were told, Fannie and Freddie investors, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac investors said, well, we've got mortgages here. Mortgages are safe. And these mortgages are backed and insured by the government. So, you know, put your money in here. So you got a lot of people who want to be conservative investors. They don't want to risk their money. They'll go for a lower rate of return. And they put their money into Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They had problems, part of the mortgage issue. And then when they became profitable, about the time that Obama wanted to fund Obamacare subsidies, he just did what he called a net asset sweep. It's another name for theft, just like civil asset forfeiture. Oh, we're going to You're going to forfeit your assets. Well, we're going to sweep your assets out of your account and into our account because Congress refused to fund Obamacare. And so he just stole the money for that. Now, those investors did not get justice in the court system. Doesn't mean that they were wrong. It means that Obama was wrong. And we have a very corrupt government that is willing to resort to theft as well as to lies and illegal, unconstitutional actions to do what it wishes. But then we had the lies coming from Chief Justice John Roberts, who had was all over the place on this issue. He had come out in opposition to it. He had told his colleagues that he was in opposition to it. He had written the opinion that was in opposition to it. And we were told that it was 5-4, it was going to be 5-4 against it. And at the last minute, for some reason, I don't know if he got some phone call about some pictures in a motel room or something. I don't know what it was. They come up with a dirty dossier on John Roberts. Many of us suspect that that's what happened because of the inexplicable way that he reversed his opinion at the last minute and then wrote. And so then it went 5-4 the other way. And he wrote that opinion saying, well, it is a tax. We're going to say that the government can force you to buy private insurance and they can penalize you for that. And we'll call that penalty a tax. Well, then the Republicans removed the tax. They removed the penalty. And the basis of the Supreme Court decision was that the penalty constituted a tax. Therefore, all of the rest of it could be done. So when they removed that, you had states who were challenging this law, went to the judge and said, look, the penalty has been removed. The penalty was called a tax. The penalty or the tax or whatever, no longer there. So Obamacare should not be there. And the judge said, yeah, that's right. Agreed with him. That should be the end of it, especially because the Department of Justice had said, well, we will work to make sure that the rest of Obamacare remains intact. So we'll appeal that judge's decision, the judge's decision saying, since it was the basis of the Supreme Court's ruling, and that basis is now gone, the Supreme Court ruling that authorized it is now gone. And when the Department of Justice, and I talked about this because I said, this is a really good sign. Is this what we've now seen with the changing of the guard? Because under Rosenstein, they were going to continue to push against this. They were going to appeal it to the Supreme Court again. And you could have John Roberts do his prevarications again. But instead, under the new Attorney General, William Barr, and with Rod Rosenstein on his way out the door or gone, I don't know, has he left yet or not? I don't know, he served notice, but, you know, for all practical purposes, he's gone. Whether he's actually cleaned out his desk or not, he's gone. And so is his influence. And so under this new regime, it was a good thing. They said, we're not going to appeal it to the Supreme Court. So it should be done. And then when President Trump gets criticized, when his chief of staff gets criticized, he goes, well, we'll keep it. We'll keep it. Can you believe this? It just beggars belief to see President Trump doing this. You look at this and it's like, is this April? He puts it on Monday, April the 1st. Is this an April Fool's joke against Trump supporters? President Trump, we've had multiple elections. We have voted time and again for Republicans to get rid of Obamacare. Why would you hang on to this at the very moment we've got the legal foundation for this destroyed, if in fact it ever had one? It was always a fraud. And I go back to this thing we saw at the end of the last week about Special Olympics. And again, I like Special Olympics. I think it's a great charity. A lot of people have supported it privately. There was a professional athlete who gave millions of dollars to it recently. Why is this the responsibility of the federal government? President Trump started taking heat last week saying, oh, look, they've cut the budget to Special Olympics. And President Trump came out and said, well, I just saw this and I've told Betsy DeVos, first thing she's done right. I told her to put that back in the budget. It is not, there is no authorization in the Constitution for funding Special Olympics. And President Trump should go back and read the speech from Davy Crockett. There was a point in time when Davy Crockett was a congressman. They had a bill to support a widow whose husband had died. He was in the military. And he, it was, everybody's, yeah, it's the right thing to do. We want to support this widow. And he rose, and the votes were there to pass that bill. And this was when the Congress actually understood that there was a Constitution and so forth. He rose and he said, we don't have any authority under the Constitution. He goes, I sympathize with her cause. I will be the first one to contribute to her personally. But we have no authority to give the public purse to this individual. And he convinced the other congressman that that was right. And that is true. Special Olympics is great. Support it with your own money. You got the Kennedys out there pushing this, the young Kennedy that's in Congress now. It's like, oh yeah, my great aunt started this. And it's like, yeah, your great aunt and the family that did a frontal lobotomy on their daughter, they cover this up by saying we're going to support Special Olympics. The Kennedys, who always practice charity with other people's money, even though they're some of the richest people on the planet. And so if you support this, I'm all for the Kennedys supporting it with their own money, but they don't with their own money. Instead, they support it in this way. And so President Trump, even though there's no constitutional authority for it, immediately caved, just like now he's caving on Obamacare. Now, Special Olympics is not a big dollar issue. This country isn't going to rise or fall on whether or not we give money to Special Olympics from the federal government. But this country will rise or fall based on things like Obamacare. And President Trump does not want to take the heat to do the right thing. He's making the same mistakes that he did with Special Olympics. And if you go back and look at what happened in New York, these liberals who were screaming last week about how money had to be given to Special Olympics, they're just like the Kennedys. They cut funding in New York out of the state budget. The New York state budget cut funding for the Special Olympics while they gave all of the state's 213 lawmakers a raise, almost the same amount of money that they cut from the Special Olympics. They cut the budget from $200,000 to $50,000, $150,000 this year. And that difference was, so they took the money from Special Olympics after haranguing President Trump, forcing him to apologize, forcing him to reverse the process, saying, yeah, we are going to support the, this is a worthy charity, so all worthy charities need to be supported by the federal government. No, they don't. And you look at the hypocrisy of New York State. They won't even support it. They'll give raises to their legislators, just like the Kennedys. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's simple. If you want to beat the globalists, if you want to take on the New World Order, I'm not doing Bitcoin pump and dumps with Jack Dorsey. I'm not sitting here selling you cancer cures. I'm not sitting here, you know, selling you late-term abortion and all great it is. I just go out and say, what is the top heart pill? What is the top? Turmeric's a bestseller because it's anti-inflammatory. And what's the best lab in the country? Okay, they're the highest rated. I'm like, you're only 50% curcuminoid? Well, yeah, they only put $5 product in the bottle, but that's still incredible, sir. And I'm like, what's the highest you could do? Month later, 95%. No one's ever done it. I said, how much does that cost per bottle? That costs $10. No one's ever done that. Sir, the average competitor's 3-5%. You're the top brand's 50%. I'm like, we're going to have 95% curcuminoid. I mean, you understand, like, that's like our information's explosive. Our fish oil. I go out and I get the cleanest, the best. My children take it. You think I'm going to give you fish oil that isn't the very damn best on my soul? You think I'm going to screw somebody over like one of these devil worshipers? Never. InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
The greetings of people in trouble, reflections of my life.
Oh, how they fill my eyes.
Welcome back. You know, I've talked many times about what we're seeing happening now with Facebook, with Google, with Twitter, and the so-called social media that isn't social at all. The social media that wants to shut down your free speech. They want to put blindfolds over your eyes, gags over your mouth, and they want to stuff things in your ear so you can't see or hear certain news or issues. And you're not going to be free to speak about those issues, comment on those, pass that along. And I said, I've seen this whole movie before. I saw it when I was working with a third party in North Carolina. I was working with the Libertarian Party at the time. And we had to go through all kinds of hoops to get candidates onto the ballot that the Democrats and Republicans did not have to. And then once we got on the ballot, going through a lot of trouble and expense and effort, and having to, as a small organization, having to focus essentially all your resources just to get on the ballot, then they would not let us participate in the debate. And the means for keeping third parties and independent candidates out of the debates was the mainstream media. The press organizations ran the debates in North Carolina. And they said, well, they're a private organization. They can decide who they want and who they don't want. And guess what? The anointed media, the anointed mainstream media, didn't want to have any third party or independent candidates in the debate. Because we might talk about issues they didn't want to talk about, or we might say things about the issues that are commonly talked about that didn't evenly break down into the false dichotomy that you're typically fed by the Republicans and Democrats. And this is exactly what Facebook is turning into. Facebook has now reversed the promise to include news publishers and political ads database, reports Breitbart. They're going to exempt news publishers from their political ads database. Last week, the social network announced that they're going to roll out something called an ad library. It'd be publicly accessible. It'd be a database of political ads that have run on the platform, including data as to who saw the ad, how many impressions it got, how much was spent to promote it, and so forth. But now they're going to exempt mainstream news publishers from that. They will not have to have a requirement to tag political ads from the ads library. Even if a news publisher runs an ad specifically related to politics or to a political issue, observers will be unable to track how much is spent. They'll be unable to track the impact or the reach through Facebook. As Gary Kobe pointed out on Twitter, he said, Facebook told conservatives before launching this archive that mainstream media ads on political topics would be included in the archive. That was going to be a huge selling point. It was common practice, he pointed out, during the 2016 election for New York Times and the Washington Post to run ads with very aggressive headlines against President Trump. But now they're not going to do that. Now they're going to have a different set of rules for mainstream media than they do for other people. Isn't that interesting? And we've already seen that Facebook is more than willing to kill ads about abortion, to kill any discussion of vaccine health effects. And of course, they are going to act like the people who are controlling public debate, literally controlling the debates, as we've seen in the past. Again, saw this 25, 30 years ago. The debate, the literal debate, the actual debate between candidates was controlled by the mainstream media. They would always ask the same questions about the same issues. Certain things like the war on drugs, they were off limits. Foreign wars, you're not going to talk about that. So it is their power to control the discussion. And that is now morphed into Facebook and into Twitter and other organizations like that. And I've said from the very beginning, I know precisely why they are pretending that Facebook and Twitter are private. Because that's the dodge that they used 25, 30 years ago about mainstream media. These are the people who get their position of being, having access to the politicians, being allowed to have the debates because, you know, the politicians aren't going to go to the debate that's run by a real independent group, by the League of Women Voters or whatever. They're not going to go to that. They're going to go to the one that's run by the mainstream media because the mainstream media will promote it. They will spend ads with the mainstream media. The mainstream media is only interested in the candidates who have lots of money to spend on ads. And now they're going to be exempting the mainstream media from the kinds of controls and monitoring that Facebook is going to be enacting on everybody else. One set of rules for everybody else, another one for Facebook and mainstream media. Why? Because they are big and they're important and only the big people really have any economic freedom. You don't own anything. You are owned by them. They own your rights. They own you. And of course, Facebook is also saying they plan to curate what they consider to be high quality news. And they will draw it from, quote, trusted outlets. So they're going to purge anything from somebody they don't like. Oh, they don't trust them. You trust the Southern Poverty Law Center after what we've seen about the Southern Poverty Law Center? You trust Snopes? But if it's a high-quality outlet, according to Facebook, they will trust it and they will push it on you as they purge the other information. But here's what's really concerning. The fact that Zuckerberg is calling for more government regulation and calling for it to be done on a global basis. He said in an op-ed piece at the Washington Post, where else would he put his op-ed piece? This is comments from Zero Hedge. He said, notably absent in his op-ed piece was any mention of breaking up his company. He said, one Facebook would be easier to control than lots of smaller competitors. Oh, doesn't that say it all? See, it's not easy for them to control a lot of smaller competitors like Gab or whatever, right? If you had a vibrant marketplace of social media, a vibrant marketplace of ideas, it's not that easy to control speech and ideas if you don't control the discussion. So yeah, let's have one Facebook and it'll be a lot easier to control than if we have this organic, competitive, free marketplace of free speech and free ideas. We don't want to have that. And that has been the plan, folks, from the very beginning. That's why we had people from DARPA on these venture capital boards that were lavishly funding these Silicon Valley startups that didn't make any money for years and years. But they just kept getting bigger and bigger. Isn't that interesting? Money just kept pouring in through Wall Street, through venture capital firms, through the Atlantic Council pushing wars everywhere, the military-industrial complex, and now they're paying dividends back to these people, paying dividends back to them and controlling speech, and literally paying dividends back. You got Facebook contributing money to the Atlantic Council, a NATO organization. The bottom line, as Zero Hedge points out, the bottom line is that Facebook is now actively asking for global government involvement in regulating the Internet. And he breaks down the issue in his op-ed piece on the Washington Post. Zuckerberg breaks it down into four policy initiatives. Number one, consistent codification of what constitutes harmful content. He said, I've come to believe we shouldn't make so many decisions about speech on our own. So you just tell me what you don't like, China or DNC or even Donald Trump, and I will censor it for you because I want to have access to that money, and I don't really care who's face I'm stomping on. I'm your willing, compliant partner. He said companies like Facebook should follow policies that are set by governments that draw lines between free speech and what is harmful. See, getting rid of free speech is what is harmful. If you don't tolerate free speech, if you don't tolerate the speech that you don't like, you don't tolerate any free speech, frankly. He said, number two, a more detailed standard for what is acceptable in political advertising. They're going to be running censorship, and they're going to use it to say anything that is, quote, divisive political issues, unquote, have much less regulation. Facebook has seen more attempted interference in this arena. So if it is labeled as divisive, if it is labeled also as hateful, then we want you to tell us and give us carte blanche to take this down. You compel us. If you compel us, we can't be sued. We can't be criticized. And so he wants to be their willing partner in fascism. Number three, a globally harmonized framework. A globally harmonized framework for data privacy and protection. He says that with a straight face. Okay, that's, yeah. And then fourth one is enhanced data portability protections. A regulated pathway to move personal information around. Begging for regulation, but begging for global regulation. This is Facebook. This is what they were created by the globalist elite to do. And they're now rolling it out. But they own the Internet. It's their prerogative to do that, right?
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse Craiglin owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful Craiglin owned base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up, all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Decoding the mainstream propaganda. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As we look at Mark Zuckerberg begging for global governance of speech, your speech, and also saying we're going to have one set of rules for mainstream media when it comes to political advertising. They're going to have free reign to say anything that they want to do, run any ads that they want to do. We're not going to monitor them. Everybody else we're going to monitor. And some people we will put out as trusted sources. We will curate and preserve it. We'll put it on a pedestal like it's in a museum for you to see. Other people will completely ban if we don't like them. And he's begging for global rules. He wants a globally harmonized framework to tell them what is acceptable for people to say in politics. What is too divisive to talk about? What would harmful content be? All the same stuff that we've been seeing, of course. Except in this Washington Post op-ed piece. He wants this determined by some kind of global governance. He endorses the European Union's General Data Protection Regulation Initiative, but only if it is widely and consistently applied across all regions, because he wants a globally harmonized framework to control speech, to control minds. That was why they were created by DARPA, by the CIA's Incatel, by these spooks and creeps who are sitting on the venture capital boards that lavished cash on these people, made sure that they did well in the stock market. But we're supposed to just sit back and say, oh, they were just somehow super predators in a free and open marketplace. Yeah, right. They have created a company town out of the internet. And they're going to use that to lock down everything you got. And we've already got a Supreme Court decision. It's going to be ignored by the Trump administration. 1946, Marsh versus Alabama, company store owned the company town, including the public square, said you can't hand out religious tracts here, just what Facebook and Twitter and other companies are doing now. And the Supreme Court said, you can't do that. Even if you own the public square privately, you can't stop free speech. Just like you can't, just because you're a big corporation, steal my personal property. That is my personal property. And yet we see, as Facebook is banning any discussions about health effects of vaccines, banning divisive issues and so forth, we had Twitter doing the same thing about the movie Unplanned. Twitter, first of all, blocked the website that was affiliated with the movie. And then after people complained about that, they eventually restored them. They never explained why they were taken down. They never explained the suspension in the first place. But then as they brought them back, and we've seen this movie before as well, they bring them back and then all their followers are gone. And then they gradually start to bring people back. A lot of people were saying, we've been blocked from following them. Well, that's because they were suspended without any reason. We know the reason. But they said they were suspended, didn't give them a reason. As they came back, they were blocking people as well. And then we have Google that just put together an AI ethics council. The ethics council is already disintegrating because there are no ethics when it comes to the gulag or to artificial intelligence. It is an ethics-free zone, and they are not going to be controlled by the Bill of Rights. They're not going to be controlled by the idea that you as a human possess certain natural rights. That was the foundation that America was built on, but that's not the foundation for the coming world government that the corporations like Google and Facebook were put in place to administer. That we turned this all over to them. They admit that their business model is a public square. They admit that they are the public square, but they will not be governed like the public square. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I pointed out yesterday, the opening of Unplanned, the movie, went better than anybody expected. They got double what was projected. They didn't have that wide a theatrical release. Their ads were banned by mainstream media. Their ads were banned by social media. They had a lot of restrictions put on them. There was a lot of hate put out by Rotten Tomatoes. Of course, they were very careful to shut down any reviews about Captain Marvel because Brie Larson, the star of that, had been very adamantly anti-male and just taunting people because of what sex they were and saying, this is a movie about intersectionality and feminism. Intersectional feminism is what she said it's about. And but because of the negative tone that she had taken, a lot of people were commenting on that, commenting on the trailers that they'd seen, said, well, we're not really interested in seeing this. Rotten Tomatoes shut that down. Said, nope, we're not going to let you see that. And yet they don't do that for any other movie. Never done that for any other movie. They did it for Rotten Tomatoes and kept an embargo on letting you see what critics and audiences said well after the movie came out. Better part of a week. They kept all that away from people, protecting that movie. And, of course, a lot of people knew what it was about. They were commenting on that. But they didn't want you to see that. And then when Unplanned came out, you had 53% of critics liked it. The 47% of critics that don't like it, if you, at least when I looked at it, I went to it and they showed all of the negative reviews first. You had to go through a couple of pages before you started seeing the 53% of positive stuff. But as far as audiences went, it was in the high 90s of people who liked it. But it's that type of pushback by the mainstream media. And still, in spite of that, you had Unplanned, the movie, got double the box office that they anticipated, Dumbo, which was pushing a political agenda. That was the criticism by a lot of these reviewers. Oh, well, it's obviously got an agenda here. It's obviously got a point of view that they're arguing for. Doesn't almost every movie now out of Hollywood have something like that? I mean, everybody's got a worldview, and they're not really too shy about trying to hide it. And they don't typically try to show two sides. It's their side that they rig everything to show. And we saw that in Dumbo. That was the criticism of Dumbo by many people. Well, it's pushing this animal rights agenda. It's humorless. It doesn't have any heart. It's just a political lecture. It's lifeless. Not even any musical numbers from the original Disney production of Dumbo. And yet, it's only Unplanned that they complain about preaching to the choir. Well, now you've got Hollywood organizing a boycott over a bill in Georgia that they call the heartbeat bill. That would stop the murder of human beings if they have a heartbeat. Well, all of you listening to me, as well as we all have a heartbeat, right? Wouldn't you think that we could have common cause to say we don't want to kill humans with heartbeats? Because that can affect all of us at any age of our life. Brain activity. Yeah, that's another one we ought to put in there, too. Feeling pain. Yeah, let's include that, too. Why wouldn't you, right? What is your problem? You don't respect human life? And the really troubling issue about this is the fact that we've now migrated from the argument that it's not a human to the point that it is a human and we don't care. That's where the left is now on abortion. And they're going to do the same thing to people of any age. As a matter of fact, we've already had some so-called bioethicists say that personhood doesn't begin until you have a certain level of quality of life as well as a certain mental cognizance of your surroundings. So if you're mentally impaired, then, you know, like Hitler, if you have a mental impairment, you know, mentally retarded people, Hitler would pick them up and gas them, right? That's how that all started. And then they found other people that they declared to be subhuman, like Jews. See, once you get on this slippery slope and you say, yeah, they're human, but I don't really care. Because they're somehow less human than you and I are. It's going to end up with a lot of people in old age. Oh, they're mentally impaired now. I don't like their quality of life. Kill them. Especially because now the government is providing health care. The government will decide who gets the health care, who doesn't. We got a budget crisis. We're not going to provide health care to these people. Maybe we'll provide them comfort care. We can set them over in the corner without food or water like we do the babies that survive an abortion. That's called comfort care. We'll let the old people sit over in the corner. Won't give them any food or water. We'll call that comfort care and let them die slowly. And so you have Hollywood out there, virtue signaling. We've got Mandy Moore, Ashley Judd, and of course, Alyssa Milano at the center of this. And I have to say, I don't know. I don't follow movies much anymore, but has she done anything for 20 years? Since the softcore porn movies that she was doing? And she comes out with not such a softcore porn comment about the heartbeat bill in Georgia. She says, F this. And of course, she's got a lot of people in Hollywood who want to F human life. You've got people who signed on to this. Besides Alyssa Milano, who seems to be the organizer of this, you got people like Ben Stiller, Rosie O'Donnell, Sean Penn, Amy Schumer, Mandy Moore, Ashley Judd, Judd Apatow, Ariel Winter, Lena Dunham, on and on and on. Stephen Baldwin pushed back against his brother Alec Baldwin because he was signing onto this. Stephen Baldwin said, I've avoided tweets like this for as long as I could now. To overwhelmingly, love will ultimately win. Jesus loves, but so long I've set back and trusted God as my own family members have perpetrated the spirit of hate. He's talking about Alec Baldwin. They've perpetrated the spirit of hate through abortion. It is mockery and blindness. He said it's sad that Alec, his brother, hates. He said pray, hashtag pray for him. And I think the most interesting comment about all this came from the star of Unplanned, the actress who plays Abby Johnson. She said, Alyssa Milano has this very loud voice in Hollywood, and I have to ask why. You know, what is her box office clout? Why does she have so much clout? She doesn't have any box office clout. But she says, Alyssa Milano has a very loud voice in Hollywood. She's very outspoken about where she stands on women's reproductive rights, and she called for the film industry to boycott Georgia. Well, I happen to be a proud Georgian who is also pro-life, and I support this heartbeat bill. What was really kind of disturbing to me in Alyssa Milano's letter was that it was really more concerned with tax incentives than it was with the sanctity of human life. And I felt like it was just kind of self-motivated. But here's the important comment she had. She talked about her portrayal of Abby Johnson. And again, Abby Johnson, the story of Unplanned is that she was a former Planned Parenthood clinic director. She became pro-life after participating in an ultrasound guided abortion. Johnson said of the abortion, I saw a 13-week-old fight and struggle for life against those abortion instruments as she was watching it on ultrasound. And I knew then and there that that was life in the womb and that there was humanity in the womb. And if those two things were true, then I was on the wrong side of the debate. And so this actress who plays her in the film said, I was completely floored. I realized for the first time that I had been blinded, that I had believed the excellent campaign that Planned Parenthood had done and making us believe that it's just a clump of cells, that it's not, but that's not the case. And she said, after completing the film, she went with her mother accompanied her to watch the movie. She said, as I started explaining to my mother what the movie was about, my mom just completely broke down and was sobbing throughout the film. She told me, "Ashley, I need to tell you something I've never told you before. What you don't know is that when I was 19, I was in the clinic." And she nearly went to clinic for the second time. And she told this actress, who had herself had an epiphany from seeing what this was. She told the actress, she said, "I nearly aborted you." So the question is, are we going to have the truth hidden from us? Are they going to ban the pictures of what this is? Are they going to ban the discussions of what this is? Oh, they want to. Are we going to allow them to do that? Because it's not just democracy that dies in darkness. It's innocent children.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply. If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
There's a great tweet by Ken Paxton, the Attorney General of Texas. And he's gotten involved in this situation in San Antonio, where the city of San Antonio decided that they would not allow Chick-fil-A to have a restaurant at an airport. And it was immediately followed by a similar action in New York at the Buffalo Airport. The Buffalo Airport jumped on the bandwagon very quickly. Quickly started a trend. Oh, we're not going to let Chick-fil-A in here either. Well, Ken Paxton, the Attorney General here in Texas, tweeted out and said, pull up that tweet because I love the graphic that he had up there. He took the come and take it flag and replaced the cannon with Chick-fil-A waffle fries and said, come and take it. Or he could say, come and take it out, because you can eat there, you can take it out, of course, obviously. But he said, what San Antonio did is the opposite of tolerance. Exactly right. It is the opposite of tolerance. He said, it's not only out of step with Texas values, but it is inconsistent with the Constitution and with Texas law. And it's not just the state of Texas, but of course some people have said we need to get the federal government to not give federal grants to cities if they're going to attack religious liberty. And that's exactly right. I think we need to stop giving federal grants to cities in the first place. But certainly if they're going to violate the Constitution, if they're going to attack religious liberties. And again, this is not tolerance. It is the opposite of tolerance. Understand that the opposition comes consistently from LGBT groups. And the LGBT groups hate Christian groups because we support traditional marriage between one man and one woman. But so do Muslims. The Quran supports that as well. Why don't they attack Muslims? It is Christians who gave us the First Amendment. It is Christians who are tolerant of the free exercise of religion, or to tolerate no exercise of religion at all, or to tolerate that what you do in your home is your own business. We're not going to stone people for adultery. That's the Muslims that do that. That's Islam that does that. We don't stone people. We don't lock you up in jail. We don't throw you off of roofs. It's the Muslims who do that. And the Muslims have the same definition of marriage. We, on the other hand, tolerate it. We don't celebrate it. We don't donate to it. But they're not concerned about corporations that donate to CARE or corporations that donate to the Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, this ban is not even based on anything that Chick-fil-A did. Chick-fil-A didn't say, we're not going to serve anybody who is LGBT. No, they're just upset the fact that Chick-fil-A gave money to the Salvation Army and to a couple of other Christian charities. And they said, you can't do that. Well, then why aren't they coming after Muslim businesses and corporations who donate to Muslim charities? Because not only do they have the same definition of marriage, but they don't support religious toleration of any sort. They don't tolerate any disagreement with their religious beliefs. And so we see in Buffalo, you've got this as being organized by a Democrat who is part of the state assembly. His name is Sean Ryan. And he said, update, I applaud the decision that's been made to remove Chick-fil-A from plans of the Buffalo Niagara International Airport. Thank you to everyone who reached out to share their opinion. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, thanks to everybody who, well, you know what? Christians have an opinion. Chick-fil-A has an opinion. And if you don't like a business, you're free to not do business with that business. But you're not free to use the government to prohibit people from doing business because you don't like their religious values. You understand the difference? Do you see how we've gone from a situation where we established a country to protect religious freedom? That was the fundamental issue in the establishment of America. The main reason that we had the different state governments, and they all had established state churches because they wanted religious liberty. They wanted to escape religious persecution, which in most cases, the problem with religious persecution was that it was connected to political loyalty. And so you had the people who were part of one particular, you know, people who were Catholic, were allied with a political structure. People who were Protestant were allied with another political structure. So the church that you were a member of was to say, well, I either support the king or I support this other king who's allied with the Pope. So it was a political statement as much as anything else. And it was when religion got involved in politics that it became lethal. That's when people started killing each other over this because there was a political aspect of it. That's the problem I have with Islam. Islam is not purely a religion. It is by its nature inseparable from politics. It is a culture. It is a system of governance as well as religious beliefs. It is incompatible with tolerance. And so are the LGBTQ people. They are incompatible with tolerance. For whatever reason, they have decided that it's going to be their way or the highway. You're going to either do what they say or your opinions are not welcome to be shared. I mean, this assemblyman is out there saying, well, thank you to everybody who reached out to share their opinion, but they're going to shut you down on social media. They're going to shut you down, shut your business down, not based on, again, not based on business practices. There was no discrimination ever alleged against Chick-fil-A. It was simply on the fact that they were Christians and they had donated money to a Christian organization that believed in traditional marriage. So they need to be shut down. Same thing happened in Yale. You had the Alliance Defending Freedom was invited by the Yale Federalist Society. It was a Christian legal group. They were invited to speak about the Masterpiece Cake Shop case. That's the one that went all the way to the Supreme Court, where the Human Rights Commission, I think they call themselves, ironically, in Colorado decided that this baker had no rights, that these people who could go to any bakery and get their cake made had to go there, and they could compel him to make a custom cake, even though it was offensive to him and his religious beliefs. It's like saying, you know, well, I'm going to have a Nazi come in and tell this guy, because I'm going to find a Jewish bakery, and I'm going to rub their nose in it. I'm going to have them bake a birthday cake for Hitler or something, right? And celebrate Hitler. And then if he refuses, we're going to shut him down. Now, of course, you wouldn't tolerate that, right? And the Supreme Court rightly said no. And so they went there to talk about that Supreme Court case. And the school's LGBTQ group called the Outlaws. Yeah, they are outside the law, aren't they? They have no respect for the law. They have no respect for human rights. They have no respect for other people's beliefs. Demanded that Yale Law School clarify its admission policies for students who support the Alliance Defending Freedom's positions. Additionally, the Outlaws insisted that students who work for religious or conservative public interest organizations during their summers should not get any financial support from the law school. So they have to be cut off. We'll punish them as well. And then we have Teen Vogue out there saying the idea that the body is male or female is wrong. God created man, male and female. And these are the people who told us from the very beginning, it's biological. I'm homosexual because it's biological. Now they're telling us, oh, it's not biological, it's mental. Yeah, we understood it was a gimmick from the very beginning. We'll be right back.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology, and we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Defeat the globalists, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning. But you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN. Shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
And the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. Let's take a look at health freedom issues. We have the case that we talked about last week. And again, yesterday, the situation in Arizona, Chandler, Arizona, you saw the pictures of the police kicking the door down. And to just to recap real quickly what had happened there, you had a mother took a toddler to the a naturopath and said, the child's got a fever. And the naturopath said, well, I can't do anything. Send him to the hospital. And call the hospital because she said the child is unvaccinated. I'm worried that she might have meningitis. Well, as they took the child started feeling better, started playing. They checked her temperature. Her temperature was down. And they said, well, I think we're going to go to the hospital. And so the hospital called her. The doctor, you know, hospital called the doctor back, I guess. So somehow the doctor got involved and got the government involved, got social workers involved, who got the police involved. And they said, this is an unvaccinated child. She's got a very high fever. She might have meningitis. And I don't know why that would be the issue here that they would be pushing. I know that when I was young, I had a case of ptomaine poisoning from a hot dog vendor. No, precisely when I got it. I was very young. I have very vivid memories of it. But for some reason, the doctors thought that I had spinal meningitis. And they put me in the hospital. And they put me in an isolation ward. And I didn't see anybody for about 3 days. It seemed like 3 weeks. Nobody except my family's pastor was allowed in to see me. And I did get out of all of that. I got a stash of comic books and a black and white TV of my own. They didn't have color TVs then. But yeah, I came out of it pretty good on the back end of it. But everybody thought I was going to die. You know, basically said, well, I can send the pastor in, you know, give him my, I guess, thought he was going to give me last rites or something. But, you know, I mean, they can make misdiagnoses, right? And that was the case in this particular situation. There were several hours worth of back and forth with the police that they recorded. They released about 11 minutes of it. But the bottom line was the police kept saying, you know, let me in, I'm going to blow your house down, essentially, right? The big bad wolf at the door said, you're either going to come out of there and surrender the kid, or we're going to come in and take the kid and we'll take him to the hospital. Or you can hand him to us and we'll take him to the hospital. And the parents were saying, we don't want him taken to the hospital. He's fine. Or she's fine. I don't know if it's male or female. And they eventually kicked down the door, guns drawn on everybody, and kidnapped the kids and took them away for period of time. Eventually the grandparents got it back. But now here's the sequel, the follow-up on this. Now you've got the Chandler, Arizona Police Department wants to file endangerment charges against the parents, not against the police who came in with guns drawn on everybody, not the police who traumatized the kids by kicking in the door with guns drawn on everybody. No, they're not the ones who endangered the child. No, it was the parents who did the child endangerment. So now they're looking at charges that they can bring against these parents. Hopefully they can get the children away from the parents and put them in the CPS system, right? Because we all know how that works out. It works out so great for everybody. The vast majority of the kids who go into foster care wind up with lifelong issues of things that happen to them in foster care. They have a very, very poor track record statistically. It just doesn't work. But they, you know, we've got to get rid of families. Can't have this. And as I look at all of this, I'm very concerned about how this is being promoted, especially in the conservative media. You know, we've got not only Fox out there, who are always going to be cheerleaders for big pharmaceutical industry, and cheerleaders also for the police. They never have anything bad to say about any of that. And so they were out there, you know, only, you know, happy news about this and essentially talking about how the parents didn't provide proper care and so forth, took completely different tact than the independent media did. But then we also get fed this idea about measles every day. Almost I see something in the Drudge Report about measles. Oh, we got more measles everywhere. Well, the good news is it's just measles. Chill out. Don't get yourself worked into a fever pitch about this. This one, U.S. News. Measles count in the U.S. this year is already more than all of 2019. Well, you know, it's as I said, 387 cases through the month of March, reports the CDC, the biggest seller of vaccines. And the question is this related to an uncontrolled immigration surge? I don't know. Well, it might be. Who knows? Still, it's just measles. There will only be a serious side effect in 1 out of 10,000 cases now in the U.S., in developed countries. So they go in and they curate information from the Philippines, for example, or from Madagascar. Madagascar, which has a horrific child mortality rate, toddler mortality rate. And if you look at the percentage of kids, even in Madagascar, who get measles and have serious complications or death, it is still a tiny fraction of what happens to kids in general. It's a tiny fraction of what the infant mortality or toddler fatality rate is. And they don't report that. I mean, the chief cause of death in Madagascar was dysentery, diarrhea, not measles. But they make it appear as if it is measles. So they go to a third world country where there's no health care, where there's not proper nutrition, where they don't see a doctor. And then they say, well, look, some of the kids died under these circumstances. It's like, yeah, even more of the kids die that don't get measles. It's absolutely amazing. But it's literally, when we talk about 1 out of 10,000 folks, that is literally a 99.99% chance that you're not going to have any complications. And we all know this. We all know this. I've lived this in my life. We didn't fear measles, but we now have to fear them. And you got to ask yourself, why? Why? Why would they focus on something like this and push it so much? Let me just, here's another example of the vaccine industry pushing us. A vaccine for colon cancer, asked Daily Mail. Well, I said nearly 1.2 million Americans have a genetic condition called Lynch syndrome. A mutation that prevents their DNA from repairing itself raises the risks of colorectal cancer by 70 to 80%. They think. They're not even certain about that. They think they've got a correlation between this situation in the DNA and a propensity towards colon cancer. And so what are they going to do? Well, they're going to have a, even though that's 1.2 million people. So if they're right about the fact that the genetic mutation increases your chances of getting colorectal cancer, they're not going to prescribe this for 1.2 million people. They're going to tell everybody you got to get it, right? And then what does it have? Well, they point out here, they said the team combined peptides, compounds made up of a chain of amino acids that are known to fight tumor-causing substances, with a second ingredient called an adjuvant that revs up the immune system, according to Daily Mail. Let me tell you what adjuvants do. They irritate the immune system. They inflame the immune system. Why? Because they found that people were not getting immunity from the vaccinations. So they have to irritate your immune system. And sometimes, in some people, it creates immune diseases that they suffer with for life. Just as we pointed out with measles, you have 5,700 cases of seizures from the vaccine. Not from measles, but from the MMR vaccine. And of those people who have seizures from the vaccine, the MMR vaccine, 5% of them get epilepsy for life. See, when you get a side effect from the vaccines, it's for life. They don't want to talk about that. They want to pretend that these adjuvants, these things that are designed to irritate your immune system, they're fine. Nothing to worry about that. So what is this going to look like if the government is your doctor? We'll talk about that when we come back. And we'll talk about a case coming out of Baltimore. A case of corruption. Pay for play. Yeah, you really want these people to run your healthcare system? I'm going to show you what that looks like when we come back. Stay with us. Be right back.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, I put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won.
They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalists, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. What if the government was your doctor? And make no mistake about it, folks. If we're going to have Medicare for all, then they are going to decide all that you get. They're going to, if they can withhold certain things from you, they can force other things on you. We've seen that with the war on drugs. We've seen that with the FDA. Do you really like the way the FDA operates? I don't. I don't think that everything ought to be prohibited unless it is expressly permitted by the government. They withhold experimental treatment from people who are terminally ill. That shouldn't be their decision to do that. I mean, if you got people out there who are terminally ill, they're grasping at straws, that will just help us to either find a solution or to rule out what's not going to work. You know, remember the story about the development of the light bulb and how many different types of filaments they tried. They said, well, you know, don't get discouraged. Now we know that there's 1,000 of these things that don't work, right? So, I mean, the bottom line is that if you are terminally ill and you want to take a chance on something, that should be your decision to make. But everything is now prohibited unless expressly permitted by the government. And you're going to see that on steroids if the government is running health care. That's why it's such a tragedy that President Trump says, all right, well, now I've got the victory handed to me by the court system, handed to me by a judge. A judge has a ruling. The Department of Justice says they're not going to appeal that. It should be done, right? But President Trump said, no, we'll leave it there and we'll vote on it again. There comes a time when you have to stop using things for political advantage and you have to take a stand for the right thing, for the legal thing, for liberty. There comes a time when you got to stop playing things for political advantage. And that is the thing that's so frustrating about this. The Republicans don't want us to win on some of these issues, quite frankly. If you haven't figured that out by now, I've pointed it out before. They want to keep these issues. They want to use them just like the Democrats do. They don't want to solve a lot of these issues. They want to keep them around as wedge issues. Oh, you better vote for me because, you know, those other guys, they're going to give you that Obamacare. Well, you know, you've got the opportunity right now sitting in your lap to get rid of Obamacare. And if we don't do that, we're going to go to the next step. Because the solution, President Trump and Republicans, is not to have a Republican plan for health care. I reject that just as strongly as I reject Obama's plan for my health care. I don't want my health care plan by Obama or by Trump. I want to plan my own health care. Leave me alone. You know, life and liberty cannot be separated from each other. And if they take away your liberty, they're going to be taking away your life before too much longer. Here's what this looks like. Jane Orient, MD, article on WND, says, what if the government was your doctor? And she's a doctor. She said, I used to be able to directly admit patients from my office and to send them with a set of orders to a hospital admitting office. For years, this has now been impossible. The hospital is decidedly unfriendly to independent doctors. There's now a gatekeeper in the emergency room, and most patients are under the control of a hospitalist. A hospitalist. This hospital that she's talking about recently thwarted all attempts to keep it from dehydrating a patient to death, despite lack of an advance directive or permission from next of kin. The patient's mother disputed the diagnosis of brain death. The gastroenterologist of her choice was willing and able to place a feeding tube needed to in order to transfer the patient to a skilled nursing facility. In other words, they weren't going to leave her there to rack up fees and to occupy a bed in the hospital. So, but no, we'll put in a feeding tube so we can take her to a nursing facility that the family will pay for. But the hospital would not permit it. Really? An outside physician on whom the mother had called was removed from the patient's room by security when she was merely praying with the mother. The mother could not get a phone call return from an attending physician, and so Dr. Jane Orient asks, who was the doctor? Apparently, the hospital system. Now, who's going to be the doctor, I ask you, when we have government-controlled health care? When they talk about a single payer, guess what? Whoever pays runs the system. And they will be the doctor. I don't want Washington or the federal government or our all-benevolent Uncle Sam to be my doctor. I don't want Obama being my doctor. I don't want Donald Trump being my doctor. Get the hell out of my life, especially when it comes to medical care. Get out. You're not welcome here. Recently, a physician called me, says Dr. Jane Orient, about her mother, who was seemingly captive in a world-renowned hospital. We've seen medical kidnapping before, haven't we? She was concerned about her mother's nutritional status and her falling oxygen level. She could not speak to the attending physician. She said they just play musical doctors. And then finally, she says, largely driven by government policy, the system is increasingly in control. And it will be if we establish a government bureaucracy. Oh, yeah. And then you're going to have the corruption aspect of this, as we see in Baltimore. The University of Maryland Medical System was not the only major buyer of Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh's Healthy Holly children's books. Now, this is a woman who is a politician. She's a mayor, but she wrote a book for children called Healthy Holly. Healthy Holly. Now, previously, she had said, and this is a local story, but it is a universal tale of corruption. We've seen this over and over again. The mayor, Pugh, had previously said that, you know, even though she received $500,000 from the University of Maryland Medical System, that the 100,000 books that represented were her only sales. So she said, yeah, I got $500,000 from the University of Maryland Medical System for 100,000 books, but those were the only ones that I sold. Well, now it turns out that she didn't just sell 100,000 books to the University of Maryland Medical System. She also sold 20,000 copies to Kaiser Permanente, and she also sold 10,000 to Blue Cross Blue Shield, and she is overseeing these organizations. That's called payola. More interesting is the fact that if you're keeping track of this, right, it was 100,000 to the university, it was 10,000 to Blue Cross Blue Shield, and it was 20,000 to Kaiser Permanente. 130,000 books. Guess what? Her printer, according to the Baltimore Sun, who did the research, because, yeah, they actually do investigate, unlike CNN. CNN said, we don't investigate. Well, you better if you're going to be news. You better investigate, or you better check up on your facts. But no, they're fact-free. But these people actually did an investigation. They called up the printer, and they said, how many of these books did you print? Because they're wondering, are there other people who are paying her for this? Because first she said it's only the university. Then we find out it's these other companies that she was in charge of regulating. And so they're wondering, well, how many books are out there in circulation? They said, we only printed 60,000, and we don't have any orders to print anymore. But she claims that she sold 130,000, and she isn't printing any more than 60,000. Problem on top of problem. Pew, a Democrat, of course, became mayor in December of 2016. By September of 2017, the city's spending board, which she sits on and controls, awarded Kaiser Permanente a $48 million contract to provide health insurance to city employees. She does not appear to abstain from voting on the contract, even though she clearly would have a conflict of interest. So you see how that works? Kaiser Permanente buys 20,000 copies of her book, which they don't even have to, give anybody because they don't exist. She's already sold 100,000 copies of a book. She only has 60,000 copies. That's why they said, we'll buy another 20,000 for $100,000. Now they put down $100,000 and they get a $48 million contract. You want to work out the return on investment for that? Well, it was about 480 times is what they did with their money, right? Which is about 48,000% return on investment, just off the top of my head, if I got the math right. A 48,000% return on investment. Hey, that's a deal. So these are the people who should be running our health care and determining what we're going to have. It's just as Amazon is banning a vaccine documentary, you can still buy child sex dolls on Amazon. But you can't talk about vaccines or about health issues. Folks, you cannot separate your liberty from your medical care, and you cannot separate your liberty from your free speech. If you want to protect us here at InfoWars, because we have been at the forefront of the attacks to shut down free speech, as I pointed out earlier in the broadcast, Mark Zuckerberg now is begging for global governance of your speech. He wants a set of rules. He's more than willing to do business with the dictators as long as they cut him in on the money. We don't operate that way. We want free speech because we want freedom. And we want free access to health care to make the decisions. We don't want free health care because it comes with strings attached. But there are strings attached if you want freedom, folks, and the price of that is to support us here. And you've been very good about that. We have responded with a massive discount. You can go to InfoWarsStore.com. You can find free shipping, 50% or more off of all InfoWars Life products, double Patriot points. Make the decisions about your health care. Support your free speech. Take a look at InfoWars and support us. We really do appreciate your support.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.